Welcome back to the third and final segment of Meet the Community here this morning, here with Audrain County Clerk Lisa Smith. We've been talking a lot about the November 5th election, but we need to get down to the nuts and bolts of what's actually going to be on the ballot, what people will see whenever they go into the booth, and maybe you can give us a rundown of that.
So this election, the ballot is quite lengthy. It is front and back. It's the longest ballot that I have ever seen since I've worked here for over 20 years. So I just suggest that the voters, that they prepare themselves. You can go on to the Secretary of State's website and get fair ballot language, which means that it kind of explains what the questions mean on the ballot, and that it helps people understand what it actually means and what they are voting on. And so it's just best if you can just prepare yourself and do a little research before you get in there.
There's been a lot of questions about election integrity over the last several years. A lot of people will say this is the most free and fair elections that you will see in any country. I'll put my opinion out there. I'm of the belief that that is the case. You guys have voting machines. Explain all of the checks and balances that you do with these electronic voting machines and how they're safe and secure.
So our voting machines, number one, are never connected to the internet. We do, by law, have to do a public test on these machines. We get that public test deck, is what we call it, of ballots from our vendors that print out our ballots. And we have to do a test to make sure that those machines are counting correctly. After the election is over, on the Friday after, we do have to do what we call verification and certification of the election. So that means that I have a bipartisan team that comes in. They choose two polling locations. They run the ballots through a machine, make sure that it's the same number as it was the night of the election. And then the other polling location that they choose, and this is randomly chosen, they hand count those, just to make sure that those match what is on the tape. So there's a lot of checks and balances when it comes to Missouri elections.
There's also information out there that there may be poll watchers and people making sure that it's going to be a free, safe, fair election. How do the poll watchers work? Are they allowed to be inside of the actual polling place? Do they stand outside? What are the rules and regulations on that?
So the poll watchers have to come in and register as a poll watcher. They have to take an oath. They can sit in the polling location, but that's all they can do. They have to sit there. They can't walk around. They can't, look over the shoulders of any of the judges or anything like that. They are actually watching. So they have to register. I'm not sure on the exact date right now. I don't have that written down. I can get that later. But there is a timeline that you have to be able to register as a watcher.
Very nice. As we are airing this program on Saturday, October the 12th, what are the time frames for absentee voting and all of the other voting other than being in person at the polling place?
So absentee voting actually started on September 24th, and what absentee voting means is that you have to have an excuse of why you can't make it to your polling location on election day. But it has passed now that we have no excuse absentee voting, and that starts on October 22nd. And then October 23rd is the last day for us to get a request to have absentee ballots mailed to you.
I appreciate you taking time out with us. There's a lot of good information here. You want to go over one more thing with us?
Yes. I know that a lot of people vote in the presidential election that may not vote any other elections. So I would just ask that if you have moved, that you could just let us know. So that we can get your address changed, so that when you go to vote that you are in the correct polling location and you don't have to move around to different locations. Because sometimes in the long lines, with, and especially this election, there will be some lines. It's kind of frustrating when you get all the way up there and then all of a sudden you're told to go to a different polling location. So we do not get anything from the post office. We don't get anything from anywhere else that you may change your address. You have to actually come in and let us know. We have to have a signature to be able to change your address. Or you can also go onto the Secretary of State's website and change your address there.
Very nice. And only a couple of weeks left until the big day. I know you've put a lot of work in it. I know the poll workers are going to have long days. Drop them off a treat, a soda or some cookies or something.
Or just tell them thank you. Yeah. Thank you for the job that you do, because it is a very long day. They do get paid, but it's not near as much as they deserve.
Absolutely. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.
All right. Lisa Smith, she's the Audrain County Clerk. She's our guest this week on Meet the Community. We'll have another guest next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. right here on AM 1340 KXEO.